Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good morning. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio, reaching the world. Did you know that Blog Talk Radio is the world's largest social network, reaching listeners all over the world? It is global. They're hearing the show in any country around the world. Now, today we have a very exciting show. First impressions. Smile, you're on Candid Camera. Now, before I introduce Dr. Tom, dentist extraordinaire, let me give you the contact information. Now, you could always call in at 347-637-3789. Oh, I know, you don't want to call in because you don't want to miss anything. But just in case, 347-637-3789. You could email Kathy Studio at sbcglobal.net. And then you could write to me, Post Office Box 95913, Hoffman Estates, Illinois, 60195. And remember, I have a new domain, Kathy Watson Speaks, SPEAKS.com. Now, without further ado, let me welcome Dr. Tom. Good morning.
Hi, Kathy.
You're all listening to Dr. Tom Halusik, Doctor of Dental Surgery, Doctor Extraordinaire. Now, Dr. Tom, before I turn the microphone over to you, I have to tell the audience, just give them a little bit of a background. Years ago, backward turn, backward, oh time in your flight, take me back to the first time I entered the office at 106 Southwestern in Chicago, and it was Dr. Vermeulen, the dentist.
Mm-hmm.
Then Dr. Ron, and then Dr. Halusik. How long have you been at that address? When did you take over?
I've been there since about 1978.
So how many years?
And then I was with him for a year, and then it was my own. So,
we're talking 40, 50 years. I mean, since I started with them. Now, why did I want to share this with the audience? When you find a professional that is, I sneezed on it. It's the truth. When you find a professional, no matter what the distance is, you stay with them. So, Dr. Tom, tell us about you. Why did you go into dentistry? And then we'll go into how important it is to take care of your teeth.
Okay, well, first of all, Kathy, I'd like to thank you for inviting me to be on your show. I appreciate the opportunity to talk about the things I love, one of which is dentistry. I'll give you a little introduction about myself. I received my Doctor of Dental Surgery degree from Loyola University in Chicago, their School of Dentistry. I've been practicing as a general dentist for 38 years, the first three of which were in the U.S. Air Force. And since 1978, I've been on the south side of Chicago, and I've had a general practice there. I also hold a fellowship in the Academy of General Dentistry since 1986.
Mm-hmm.
I first started becoming interested in dentistry when I went to the orthodontist. Prior to that, my 9, 10, 11 years of age, I wanted to be an engineer of some sort. But when I went into the orthodontist's office and I noticed all the models of people's mouths before and after of these children, and I saw that before, teeth were all in disarray, all out of line, and then the beautiful result afterwards, I thought, this is something I really want to do. I want to make a difference in people's mouths. I want to fix their smile. So anyhow, that's
how I got
into it.
And what age were you?
I was about 14 or 15 at that time.
You're kidding.
So,
now, wait, back up a little bit. Why did you want to be an engineer? An engineer of what?
Well, I wanted to be an electronics engineer.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I used to like putting together little radios and things like that. I also liked, from way back since I was six, I always liked taking apart things and putting it back together and fixing things.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something I still do in my spare time.
Mostly
out of need.
Okay.
Anyhow.
Okay,
yeah,
now let's talk
Mr.
about...
Fix It.
Did you have any role models? What about your dad?
Yes.
Your mom?
Well, one of my role models in my profession was my orthodontist, who not my general dentist, although he was an ordinary guy, he was a good guy, but the orthodontist took interest in his patients. He was a little bit older, meaning like at that time like 50s or 60s, but he related very well to children, a good personality related to me, and that's something I'd like to always be to my patients. Someone who was friendly, easy to talk to, and an enjoyable person to be with. And I hope I'm succeeding in that.
Well, let me tell you. All right, I need you to do a sidebar here. Do you want to find out more about Dr. Tom Halusik? I want you to Google Dr. T. Halusik, H-L-O-U-S-E-K. That's all you have to do. Now, all of you know that when you're listening to me on talk radio, you have your pen and pad there. Pick up the mirror right now and look at yourself. First of all, you created your life by your choices. But smile. Look at your teeth. What do they look like? If you're not happy with your teeth, it was the choices you made in your food, the drinking, alcohol, smoking. Now, I usually like to say that things in moderation are okay, but there is one area. No, smoking in moderation is not okay. But look at your teeth. Do you like what you see? If you don't, you get in touch with Dr. Halusik. Now, I'm going to give you his name one more time, and I'll repeat it at the end of the interview. Google Dr. Tom Halusik, H-L-O-U-S-E-K, and click on all of the buttons. Scroll down, and you'll learn about his dedication to helping you smile through your life. And you know what I've noticed, Dr. John?
What's that?
People that don't smile, that don't give me a big smile, their teeth are ugly.
It could be one of the reasons. I've noticed that. Some people smile with their hands over their mouths even.
Yeah.
So, anyhow. You know, one of the most enjoyable aspects of my practice has been able to be a teacher. And I really enjoy helping, imparting my knowledge of dentistry to the patients so they can understand their oral conditions and hopefully to help them improve their oral health. So, I hope that we can do that today and in my practice in the future.
Well, go ahead, dear.
Speaking of which, we were talking about your smile. There was a study done by the Academy of Cosmetic Dentistry. They found that like about 99.7% of adults believed that a smile was an important social asset. And about 96% of the adults believed that an attractive smile made the person more attractive to members of the opposite sex. And and 74% of them thought that that was important, that their smile helped them in their careers. So we're here to talk about your smile and what you can do to help maintain it or improve it.
It's important to know. Listen, darlings, you're listening to Live with Kathy, and my very special guest is Dr. Tom Halusik. First impressions are lasting. Now, just imagine you're impeccably groomed. You're going out on this first date. You're going out on this first interview. There is nothing wrong. I mean, you are just perfect. You're an example of a fashion. Your hair is coiffed. Everything is, and you guys do. And then you smile, and your teeth are not very pretty. Now, I'm not talking about, oh, you have to spend thousands. I don't know if you want to. I don't know what the cost is for all of these commercials that you see on television that in a day you could have these beautiful teeth. And I thought, whoa, I wonder what it's going to cost. But you could start taking it in stages. Now, before we start talking about how important it is to floss, get regular checkups, let's go back to when you Google, you will find that this is what they said about Dr. Tom. Patient, gentle, and thorough. His staff, bright and sunny. Great dentist and staff, too. I take my entire family. I recommend Dr. Tom highly. And then they diagnose, treat, and prevent disease of the gums, teeth, and jaw. That's what they do. And it goes on and on and on. Because you see, he is a dentist that caters to all ages. So no matter where you live, if you need a consultation, you need a diagnosis, you need treatment, then this is the guy that you need to get in touch with. And I told you how to do it via Google. So we talked earlier about the first impressions. Smile, you're on Candid Camera. And we are going to give you an overview of all of the ages in stages. So could we begin with brushing? Can be fun?
Yes. Well, you know, when you're talking about owning your own mouth and your taking ownership of your problems, et cetera, and what I do, like at our office, 99% of that is revolving around home care, and that's where it starts. Taking care of your teeth at home. And I'd like to talk a little bit about brushing and flossing because those are two of the main things that we can do to help ourselves maintain our smiles and maintain our oral health. So shall we start with brushing?
Sure, and bring in the kids.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. So we have to brush our teeth. Well, actually, let's start before we even get teeth. Mothers should take a terry cloth, a little bit moist terry cloth, washcloth, and rub the gum tissues of infants. It helps keep the plaque out. Plaque is a sticky, invisible film that gathers 24 hours in all of our mouths, and it starts with that early infant stage before they're 6 months of age. When they start getting their first teeth, age 6 months and thereafter, one can take a little tiny toothbrush and put just a little tiny dab of toothpaste on there, just enough to coat the bristles lightly, and then just do a little bit of brushing with that. And then this is repeated, and as soon as the child gets all their teeth, and is able to start brushing themselves, which varies by age, but could be 2-3 years of age. The moms and dads should still help them at that stage. Later on, up till about 9 or 10 years of age, the parents should be helping their children at least once a day, making sure that they're brushing properly. And you could even say, come on, help, let mommy or let daddy check you out or help you. This way we know that all the areas of their teeth are getting brushed thoroughly at least once per day. And the best time to do that is, you know, for the children is right before bedtime to check them like that. None of this falling asleep and then just rolling right into bed. You got to brush the teeth before you go to bed. As far as us adults go, we should be brushing twice a day. Before bedtime is the best. When you wake up right after breakfast, we should be eating breakfast. Right after breakfast is the other best time, but that's twice minimally. And we should be brushing for 2 minutes. Now, 2 minutes seems like a long time. Oh, that reminds me. We have to talk about devices to help people brush for that length of time. They have toothbrushes that are for children, some of which even have play a popular song. And when that song is over with, you can stop brushing. It's like a 2 minute timer. We can talk about a little bit more about types of toothbrushes in a few minutes, but regular manual toothbrushes, the old good old hand toothbrushes, is great if you can adequately get all the surfaces clean. But for those people that need a little bit extra help, that need extra motivation with something that's going to make it a little bit easier, especially for those people that have dexterity problems for whatever reasons, could be even stroke victims. But battery-operated toothbrushes are great. You can get one. You could get a Crest spin brush or something that's equivalent for almost $5 or $6 in all the drugstores. And those particular types don't have a 2 minute timer, but some of the little bit more expensive ones add the 2 minute timer, and that way we know that we're brushing at least for the quantity of time, and hopefully during that time, quality. 2 minutes sounds like a long time, but when you really break it down, Kathy, it's like a 1 minute on the upper arch, 1 minute on the lower arch.
Okay, sidebar, little interruption here. What is the direction, up and down? Or people don't know whether they should be brushing up and down or sideways. Which is the correct traffic pattern when you're brushing?
Good way to describe it. Actually, years ago, it used to be strictly up and down. Now, now we have the soft bristle toothbrushes. You angle the toothbrush at a 45-degree angle right at that gum line and scrub sideways. So it's motion. It's a sideways motion. And if you want to make it a little bit easier, you can do a technique, the circular scrub. You brush sideways on the upper teeth, move down to the lower teeth, brush sideways there, up on the upper teeth, sideways down. So you're actually going in a oval motion on the left side, an oval motion on the right side. And that way the bristles get up underneath the gum line and break up that debris that forms at the gum line. 30 seconds on the outside, 30 seconds on the inside, which breaks down to 15 seconds on the left side, 15 mm-hmm. seconds on the inside right side, and then you could further break it down. So basically, by the time you're if you're concentrating on 5 seconds, 5 seconds, 5 seconds, to do it thoroughly takes 2 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
So
I could hear people say, "Oh, I don't have the time." Oh yeah, but if you don't take out the time, imagine what's going to happen if your teeth start to decay and you have gum disease. Now, how important? And then we'll segue into my experience that I had not too long ago. How important is it to floss every single day after each time
very
you
critical.
Brush or what?
It's very okay. critical. We should be flossing once a day. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't make any difference when you do it. You have to get the plaque out from in between the teeth. The brushing only gets certain parts of the surfaces. There's that little piece of gum tissue that comes in between the teeth, and on the side of it, on the front side or back side or left side and right side, depending on which teeth you're talking about, the floss can get underneath the teeth or underneath that little piece of skin, and the gum tissue will be cleansed, or the tooth will be cleansed by rubbing the floss up and down on one side, and then you just move it over gently to the other side and rub it up and down. What happens is the plaque or this film that forms on our teeth is broken down by the action of that that thread running over that. It's almost like, I always tell people that it's like camping. You could set up your tent in a campground, and a big wind blows it down. It's you don't need a bulldozer to blow it down or to destroy it. You just need a something forceful, and that's the action of the brush and the floss. It just disrupts that film that's in between the teeth that have all the bacteria, all the microorganisms that cause tooth decay and gum disease, and by disrupting it and rinsing it out of the mouth, that's one way that we can keep those organisms from causing dental infections, which would be gum disease and tooth decay.
All right, now just let me take a little break here. You're listening to Live with Kathy, and my special guest is Dr. Tom Halusik. You could Google him, Dr. Tom, Halusek, and find out about his incredible ability to make you want to smile, because you never know how effective a smile is until you pick up that mirror and do it right now. Smile. Are you happy with what you see? Now, the shows are archived, and this is the good news. You could listen to this at any time of day by logging on to www.blogtalkradio.com/Kathy Watson, CathiWatson. And it is October 2nd. Click on the date, and voila, you're there. And I don't think Dr. Tom, years and years and years ago, because we didn't have the technology we have today, I was just amazed when I heard you say that all of you young mommies out there, you should take a soft cloth or something after you have fed the child at 3 months, 4 months, and just gently rub the gum area. None of us knew that, and it makes sense.
Absolutely.
It makes sense. Now, you ready for my experience? All of you. I know you'd rather, I don't know what you'd rather do than go to a dentist. And by the way, the Silver Fox and I, we travel an hour to Dr. Tom and an hour back. It is worth it. What was it, last year? I'll make this short.
May have been a little bit before that.
I noticed that my tooth didn't look quite right, and I called and I said, "Hey, Deb, it seems that my gum is receding." And she said, "Well," he gave me the solution to rinse my mouth out. I went in, he said, "You broke a tooth." "What do you mean I broke a tooth? How could you break a tooth?" And Dr. Thomas said, "You have a tooth that's broken, and we're going to have to remove it." Oh, I was in denial. Well, last month, I kept track of the tooth, and I thought, oh, geez, this doesn't really look good. Now, remember, I'm a performer, and I have to smile. So I call Debbie and say, "All right, it's time for my coming out party." And we went in, and I didn't know what to expect. I honestly didn't. But here's the interesting part of it. I really wasn't convoluting about it. I thought it has to be done, it has to be done. You already took an impression, and I'm wearing the impression. What do you call it, a plate? What do you call that thing?
Well, we call them a temporary partial, but it's called a flipper. We euphemistically call it a flipper.
I went in, and I'm in the chair, and we're talking, and Debbie was hearing all of this. And you're doing the procedure, and we're still kind of bantering back and forth. And I said, "Well, Dr. Tom, when are you going to extract the tooth?" And you said, "It's already done." That's how painless it was. I couldn't believe it. And then I looked, and there was this, I can't get over the separation, the space. I didn't realize that tooth was so big.
Yeah.
And then he put the flipper in, and voila, it is perfect. But what I want to share with you is, with the right dentist, the right expertise, it should not be painful. And I think, I don't know, how did it ever become a fact that going to the dentist was supposed to be so scary? How did that start?
I'm not quite sure, but my early experiences in dentist with being a patient on your side of the chair weren't the most pleasant either. We're talking back into the 1950s when the high-speed drill was not as much used as it is now. There were a lot of vibrations. My dentist only used anesthetic once when he had to remove one of my baby teeth, and all the other fillings that I had were done without anesthetic.
Mine too!
And that could have certainly been part of it, but all I can say is with those older chairs that were more like when you were seated upright, mm-hmm. and the arms that were this hard plastic, I couldn't sink down far enough into that chair as I felt. And it just seemed like it was just not something I was looking forward to. And mm-hmm. If it wasn't for my parents taking me, I probably wouldn't be interested in willfully going through that sort of quote-unquote torture at that stage.
Mm-hmm.
But, I think nowadays, or even, nowadays meaning the last 30 years or more, we have to place emphasis on comfort. We don't want people to be denying themselves of the ability to keep their mouths in tip-top condition by not going to the dentist because of fear. I think one of the nice things that was involved in your case was the fact that things we do every day, we apply a topical anesthetic that numbs the surface. We wait a thorough 2 minutes so that it seeps in, and then carefully and slowly inject the local anesthetic that puts the tooth and gums asleep, and then wait for the right amount of time so that the anesthetic takes effect, test it out ahead of time before we really put any pressure on or else start preparing the tooth with our drill, and little things like that that cumulatively add up to a more painless experience.
That's good news for all of us, especially, hello, seniors, are you hearing me? There hasn't been enough education through the years to convince. You know, doctor, this is what I have found. Some minds are set in cement, thoroughly mixed up and permanently set. They don't, there isn't enough public service announcements informing not only seniors, now we already addressed the younger generation, but if you truly want to be and sensational, sizzling, and I'll even throw in sexy senior, you gotta look at your teeth. Okay, pick up the mirror, give me that smile. I have talked to a gazillion seniors. And, oh, let's talk about, very quickly, yellowing of the teeth. There is nothing that will age you or distract more from your appearance than yellowing of the teeth. We didn't know about that years ago, but that came to the forefront, I don't know, what, about 5, 6, 7, or 8 years ago. Do have to say a little sidebar here. One of the talk show hosts, Regis Philbin, my sister is rather hysterical. She called me one day, doctor, this is when they said, oh, you have to get your teeth whitened, and all of the dentists were making a ton of money on whitening and so on and so forth. And she said, you have to turn on TV. Regis Philbin is on. And when he smiled, his teeth looked like chiclets. They were so white that it was like eye-stopping. Now, I found in research that your teeth should be as white as your eyeballs, the white of your eyes, but not beyond that. And when they're too white, you can't think of anything else, but it's a little overkill. So
I agree.
Seniors, they're reluctant. And I have to tell you why. And I don't know what the solution is. It's too costly, according to them. And then you really have to stop and think, well, what's going to be more costly? Getting your teeth checked or the results of not getting your teeth checked? You're on.
Right. Right. Well, that's absolutely true. It's imperative to have regular checkups, absolute minimum of once per year. When we do that, we both look at the fact that tooth decay and gum disease, we check the patients out for that. We realize that those are infections, and we have to try to rid the mouth of infections. One thing we have to talk about, a little sidebar, is the fact that these oral infections have been associated with other things like heart disease, stroke, diabetes, pneumonia, and other health problems. And we can't always be sure that if we treat the oral disease, it will improve the specific health problems like those above. But we know that a healthy mouth is important for overall health, and overall health is important to maintain a healthy mouth. So anyhow, it's therefore important that adults, especially older adults, are aware of the need to get an oral examination on a regular basis. So once a year is a minimum, but twice a year is better.
It's better. Okay. Now, before we wrap this up, so many seniors are on medication, script. What happens to the mouth and the teeth when you're taking so many prescription drugs?
Well, Well, there are a couple, in talking about whitening, there are a few drugs that may influence the color of the teeth. But basically, one thing that we have to really watch out for is the condition called xerostomia. And that's xerostomia is when the patient feels that their mouth is dry. Mm-hmm. It's said that 80% of the medications that seniors take lead to a dry mouth.
Mm-hmm.
And the prevalence of dry mouth in the senior population is about 30%. That's quite a bit. This dry mouth can be caused, besides medication, it can be caused by being dehydrated. So you seniors, make sure you are drinking enough water. There are other conditions that lead to the lessening of tears and saliva. It's called Sjogren's syndrome. And also those folks that have had head and neck radiation would be ones that would have less saliva. Also, systemic diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's disease, liver diseases, and certain viral diseases like hepatitis C, HIV, and a couple others also cause dry mouth. And this is an extremely serious problem. I think we could devote a show just entirely about decay in the senior population, because one of the things that happens is the mouth without the saliva doesn't have that. There are a whole lot of things that happen, but basically it leads to decay, an increased amount of tooth decay. And I don't know if we have time to go into that right now, but
no, we'll do that. We'll do that at another time.
Could have a whole segment on that, Kathy.
Absolutely, because what we don't want to do is to put them on overload. So
right.
Today we're just giving all of you an overview, and we hit all of the age groups, how important it is for your optimal health to take care of your teeth. I have to tell you, in the evening, when I take the flipper out, and remember how reluctant I was about, no, I'm not going to take Kathy, the food particles are going to accumulate. I'm stunned. And, of course, you know I floss 2 or 3 times a day.
Uh-huh.
I am amazed. Now, stop and think, all of you. I'm giving you a visual. All of the gook, the residual of your eating, whatever you're eating, drinking, is landing in between your teeth. And it's decaying and decaying, and you're not removing it. It's debris that has to be removed. If you don't remove it, your gums will pay. You'll pay a hefty price for it, let me tell you. Now, you've been listening to Live with Kathy, and it is time to say adieu to Dr. Tom. He has a busy schedule. And you have been so gracious to give us your time, and you will be on the air again. And we'll dedicate the whole segment to seniors, because this is what's happening. Excuse me. There are about 78 million boomers. I won't grow up. I won't grow up. Baby boomers. And
uh-huh.
Man, they want to look good. And then we have over 80 million over the age of 65, more than 25 to 45. Looks do matter. And
yep,
it begins totally with your smile. So, Dr. Tom, thank you so much for giving us your time. And I promise all of you, he and I will get together, schedule another on air, and he will talk about seniors. Because, you see, we are paving your future. We already paved the way for you till now. But we want to make sure that you don't mess it up. So we're paving. We're living longer. But I want us to live smarter. And this is what you have to pay attention to. Now, remember, you Google Dr. Tom Halusik, H-L-O-U-S-E-K, and get acquainted with him. And, of course, you know you could always call me at 847-882-8717, and I shall be delighted to share my experience with you. It has been my pleasure not only having you on the air, but being a client of yours. And I know that I'm not always the easiest client because I think, you know, how did this happen to me? But it did. But now I'm in a position to say, if your tooth has to come out, it's no big deal. Just make sure that your dentist is as experienced as Dr. Tom. So what parting words do you have for us?
Well, I would say, first of all, thank you for you having me on your show, Kathy. Thank you for your continued support. You do travel an awful long way, and I sincerely appreciate that. And I just think that that we should all pay attention to our health, oral health, our health in general, and the teeth play a part in our general health, an important part, and that, like you say, prevention is a certain part of the whole thing to keep our mouths healthy. And an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure, as Ben Franklin would say. So I'm looking forward to to talking more and focusing in on some of the senior-specific items in the future. So stay tuned, as they say.
Thank you so much, and keep smiling. You may be on Candid Camera. Thank you, Dr. Tom.
Okay, thanks, Kathy. Thanks for having me.
Make it a great day.
Thank you. You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, darling. Wasn't he great? Don't you know, listen to me, listeners, how important it is to take care of your teeth? First impressions are lasting. You need to Google Dr. Tom Halusik, H-L-O-U-S-E-K, Doctor of Dental Surgery Extraordinaire. And I have to tell you, I feel so fortunate to have been with Dr. Vermeulen, Dr. Ron, and now Dr. Halusik. And our kids all went to Dr. Vermeulen and Dr. Ron. And they have excellent teeth because we learned how important it is to not only brush but to floss. And a lot of the disease that all of you are experiencing can be eliminated by taking care of your mouth, your gums, your teeth, dental hygiene. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio, reaching the world. The show is archived. Now, you email the whole world and say, you've got to hear Dr. Tom, dentist extraordinaire. He was a guest on Live with Kathy, blogtalkradio.com/Kathy Watson, and click on October 2nd. And then you could always call in at 347-637-3789. October 2nd, it's a beautiful day in Chicagoland, Chi-Time. And it's going to be up in the 80s. You know, we didn't have any summer. Now we're getting it. And if you truly want to know about, if you want to discover how to look and feel younger and better longer than you ever thought possible, right now, it's in my ebook, The Elixir of Youth, Secrets of a Spring Chicken. Yeah. And it could be yours free if you call in. You have to call in. No email. No snail mail. You have to call in to get this book free. And the number is 347-637-3789. Got that? 347-637-3789. Did you pick up your pen and pad and write down Google Dr. Tom Halusik, H-L-O-U-S-E-K? Did you look at your teeth? Did you smile? What's it like? How bright are your teeth? Please, no chiclets. Not like Regis Philbin. In fact, Anne, my sister, and I chuckle about that every once in a while when we think about it. What about your breath? Do you brush your tongue? Do you clean your tongue every day? We'll talk about that later, too. Just remember now, smile. You could be on Candid Camera. You could email me at kathystudio@sbcglobal.net. You could write to me, Post Office Box 95913, Hoffman Estates, Illinois 60195. And then be sure and log on. Oh, dear. KathyWatsonSpeaks.com. Click on all of C buttons. And now when I smile, I just love it. Because I know that tooth, that hat, that there was no other decision. There was no other alternate. It had to come out. Otherwise, it would have compromised the teeth around it. And then I flip in my little flipper, and I will probably have a permanent tooth attached, in a couple of months. They want you to wear the flipper for a while. And it's kind of cute, you know, flip in, flip out, no problem. And by the way, it was affordable. It was affordable. But please, this show, all of my shows are about you. And think of your dental hygiene. When you're on www.kathywatsonspeaks, besure.com, and click on all of the buttons. Oh, the video. And then when you go to my site, the first photo is ironworkers. They are sponsors. The show is sponsored in part. Actually, they partner with me on Live with Kathy. Because my whole purpose is to educate, to inform, to entertain you, to make you aware, as we did today with Dr. Tom. We have educated you. We've given you information about the importance of dental health that you probably didn't even think about. So that's what we do with all of my sponsors. I don't think of it as sponsorship. I think of it as partnering with me. Because if we're educating you, we're informing you, and we kind of make you laugh and you're having a good time, you're going to want to check in to my sponsors and see how they could make a difference in the quality of your life. For example, I don't know what your age is, but you might be looking for a job, a career. You might be a grasshopper that is, kind of on the fence. What am I going to do? How am I going to do? What am I going to do with your life? I want you to think of a career not a job. I want you to keep in mind that iron workers offer a full spectrum in career development. Earn while you learn. I mean, how delicious is that? That while you're in this 4-year apprenticeship, not only are you learning the trade, but you're making money. Your health care, your pension is all kicked into place, and it follows you wherever you go. This was a marvelous segue into radio sponsorship partnering. Do you want to be a partner? I don't know what your purpose is, your job. I have no idea what your business, you have an invention, but I want you to think of it as an investment in you. You're going to learn how to be a radio personality. And you start out by calling me at 847-882-8717. We get acquainted. We explore the infinite possibilities of you being part of the Live with Kathy Consortium. And we take a look at your product, your service, your invention, your book, whatever it is. And then we compose a mini-mercial, anywhere from 45 to 60 seconds. It is heard 4 times a week. And the minimum contract for the introductory offer is 10 weeks. So for 10 weeks, your mini-mercial is heard 4 times a week, 40 times. And then you're invited to be on the air with me and as my co-host. And, of course, I prep you. And the show is archived. Now, after the show, you log on blogtalkradio.com/Kathy Watson, and you listen to yourself. Yeah, close your eyes. Take a deep breath and listen to yourself. And now you ask. After it's over with, was I persuasive? Was I passionate in my mission? Ask yourself, would I get up and get in touch with me? I want to find out more about me, that person that was on the air. And then you and I tweak your initial performance. We make the tweaks. There is no constructive criticism with me. It's tweaking, plussing. Well, let's look at this. Let's look at that. Let's talk about this. Let's talk about that. It's a development in you, and it's ongoing. And it's so affordable. And think of it as an investment in you. It's your product. You're the CEO of what it is you have to offer to the world. How effective are you? Call me at 847-882-8717. And be part of Live with Kathy. Iron Workers, District Council of Chicago and Vicinity. Log on www.ironworkers.org. You see, my mission and purpose is to acquaint you, to educate you to the dynamics of iron workers, to acknowledge them, and to recognize them as co-creators of art in the form of creative construction. There is not a building, a road, a bridge, I don't care what it is, a temple, a church. None would be standing today without iron workers. Their work buried, never to be seen by the naked eye. So my purpose is to illuminate not only their genius in their trade, but the character of iron workers, their hidden talents, to pay homage to their commitment to family work ethics, revealed not only in their artistry, but in the spirit of brotherhood and solidarity. You want a career? Iron Workers. www.ironworkers.org. Log on youtube.com/Union Iron Workers. youtube.com/Iron Workers Impact. Other partners, Hoffman Estates Park District. They are the National Gold Medal winners of the award in 2009, but Rika Kauf, who is the 50-plus director, extraordinaire. She's also in the book Choices, Awe-Inspiring Choices Revealed by Successful Entrepreneurs, introduced by Kathy Watson, available at Author House, Barnes & Noble, and Amazon.com. She does an excellent job. I don't know how she does it, really, as the director of the 50-plus club. If you're bored and lonely, it's your choice. You don't have to be. Senior centers, park districts, and libraries are there to help you. HEParks.org. Have a little issue with finances? You need a good CPA? AHTax. At Ameritech.net, Greg McIntyre. He's our personal CPA. Awesome. And you know, looks do matter. If anything is going to stress you out, it's going to be money issues. So we're going to handle that by you getting in touch with Greg at at Ameritech.net. And then I have a product. You could only get it through me. It's my secret of distressing your face. Stress, toxicity, trauma, all leading factors in premature aging. You could only get it through my show. It's so affordable. It's a cream. No waxes, no paraffin, no animal testing. It is so effective, you only use it 3 times a week. And you could get it by getting in touch with me. And you already know how to do that. Now get your pen and pad out. www.leticia.myshackley.com. Do you have more month than money? That means by the end of September, you didn't have the money to pay your bills. This is a call to action, not only in a Maddie Cup, but globally. Can you imagine? Can you imagine having your own home-based business? Have you considered more profitable, less risking, and then more of a soul-nourishing approach? Then think about a home-based business. Make it a family affair. You could keep your 9-to-5 job, but how would you like to have been having your own home-based business for the last 30 years? You're in your back half of your 70s, and you receive a residual check each month with 4 figures. And this was Lee, who worked for Corporate America. How about that? It's a business. You have to have a business plan. It offers infinite opportunities to challenge yourself while making money, and you don't need a college degree. You are smart enough. More people are becoming wealthy starting from nothing. It's the power of creating your own home-based business. Log on www.leticia, L-E-T-E-C-I-A www.mychackley.com. Until tomorrow at noontime, make it a great day. Kathy Watson, au revoir.